recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Welcome to X-Ray with Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great this week, Paul. It's always a great week when I get to see you.
Aw, thank you so
Isn't
much.
That great? Yes.
That is. It's so nice. I love hanging out with you, Dr. Tom, and we're going to get the opportunity this week and next week. We're going to highlight Clash of the Champions 18. It's the 30-year anniversary of that event. Can you believe that? 30 years ago, man.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
it's just flying by. Life is flying by. I can't believe we're already in 2022. This event took place in Topeka, Kansas, and had some unbelievable performers as a part of it, as you guys are going to see and hear in these two matches that we're going to do the next 2 weeks. WWE Hall of Famers, Dr. Tom. Literally, WCW was littered with talent at this point.
Well, they were littered, that's for sure. But at this point, they did have some Hall of Famers, man. It's going to be good to see. It's a great look inside what WCW was before they got absorbed by WWE and a lot of the talent who came over. So let's take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest on the Clash of the Champions, six-man tag team action. Set for one fall with a 30-minute time
Listen
limit.
Listen to Gary Michael Capetta with the intros of these all-star performers.
Members of the Dangerous Alliance. Introducing first the newly crowned World Tag Team Champions. They won them just days ago in Jacksonville, Florida. First from Minnesota, weighing 260 pounds, Arn Anderson. From Huntsville, Alabama, 238 pounds, beautiful Bobby.
Two of your favorites right there, Dr. Tom.
Most definitely, and I'll even throw Paul Heyman in there, too. He's fun to be around sometimes.
Larry the Quencher Zabisco, and they are accompanied by the Chief Executive Officer of the Dangerous Alliance, Paul E. Dangerously.
What a six-man this should be. Back up to Gary Capetta.
And ladies and gentlemen, their opponents. Introducing first, from Austin, Texas, weighing 260 pounds, the Natural, Dustin Rhodes.
Still wrestling today, 30 years later,
his
buddy.
Partner from Warner Robins, Georgia, 275 pounds, the All-American, Ron Simmons. And their partner from Sweetwater, Texas, 278 pounds, Barry Windham.
And Windham with that hand heavily taped, and man, he means business. That wild-eyed look from that tall Texan from Sweetwater.
And you can hear JR's excitement, too. He's still excited after 30 years. Good for him.
You know what, man? As I go back and watch this stuff, and I've been watching a lot of old stuff because, you know, I do some bonus stuff with JR. Man, he just brought so much fire, and you're right, he still does, but there was just something, man, that he changed the game. I feel like he was a game changer when it came to
well,
a wrestling announcer.
Yeah, I also think the game was different back then, too, and you had guys to get excited about and things to get excited about. So JR has always been on top of his game, I think.
He certainly has, but man, what a match we have. It's Dustin, Barry Windham, Ron Simmons on one side, and the Dangerous Alliance. You have Arn, as we mentioned, and my goodness, Bobby Eaton, Larry Zbysko.
Yeah, and one of my pet peeves in wrestling is you have too many guys in the ring, it takes away. But when you have three guys or six guys like this on each team, it adds to the excitement because everybody understands where they need to be in timing. And you watch Bobby Eaton, one of the all-time greats. This is just a fun match to be in as well as watch.
So, Dr. Tom, a little background on this. As I mentioned, it is happening. This is a Clash of the Champions in Topeka, Kansas. 5,500 fans in attendance for this one. This drew a 3.7 rating. I know there's all kinds of talks about ratings, but this is a big-time rating. It is on TBS. Wrestling's back on TBS now. But this is also the debut event of Jesse the Body Ventura. He's on commentary with Jim Ross, so this is where he debuts with Jim here at this event, so that's pretty cool.
Well, and if you go back and listen to some of his commentary, Jesse is just fitting in and feeling his way, but he's known JR for a long time, so they do a really good job, and a triple figure four here always adds to the excitement in their voice.
Absolutely. Referee has lost control here.
Hell, I've lost control here, but that's okay, too. Watch this move with Ron Simmons and Zbyszko. You're going to watch Arn come in here in a minute and try and make sure Ron stays down, but this was what they highlighted in WCW, was the athletic part of their product as well as the strength and talent of their roster.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned you have here Ron Simmons is just taking it to clean in the ring. Bobby Eaton into the bear hug with Ron Simmons.
These were obviously timed for the pay-per-view, and everybody had an example and a chance to show what they could do. Ron was one of the best ever at this time, and hell, all six of these guys were at their prime.
Did you ever interact or work with Ron Simmons at all, Dr. Tom?
As a matter of, yes, I certainly did. What a great guy. What a great man. What a hell of an athlete, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you can notice Dusty. Dustin is another natural, and of course that was part of his name for a lot of years. But he was one of those guys not only born into it, but just took to professional wrestling and one of the top stars from the beginning, if you ask me.
Absolutely. I mean, he started so young, and he's been through a lot in his career. But to see where he's at right now, at his age, in the shape that he's in, still delivering. He was just on Dynamite a few weeks ago, delivering an unbelievable match. Actually, it was Battle of the Belts. He had to step in for his brother and delivered an unbelievable performance against Sammy Guevara, and here he is 30 years ago throwing Bobby Eaton outside of the ring. Look, here comes Dustin over the top rope with a lariat. My goodness. Just a fantastic performer, and now he's training others similar, you know, to what you do. He's doing the same thing now, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, it's a different day, different era, but the same thing holds up. You go out and bring attention to yourself and learn the art of professional wrestling and go out and do what you can do with it. And I don't think, again, there's probably nobody better than Dustin Rhodes, who's been there, done that, and knows how to tell you and what to tell you about success.
Were you, did you ever, as we see Larry Zbyszko's in the ring here, about to set up Barry Windham for a pile driver, which it ain't going to happen, back body drop instead. Larry Zbyszko, as we watch him, any interaction for Dr. Tom and Larry through the years?
As a matter of fact, I have. Larry's another entertaining fellow I like to sit down and have a Diet Coke with and talk about life. Yeah, Larry's fun. Larry's a lot of fun to be around. He's a storyteller. He's a performer. And, He can make you laugh, make you cry, make you wonder why. So, I sure have.
Anything stand out when you first thought of Larry?
Nothing.
Think of
Larry? Nothing. I'm going to tell you today.
Oh,
no,
come
not
on.
At all.
Give us the juice. Oh, Dr. Yeah. Tom. All right. Well, the Dangerous Alliance as a unit, though. I mean, there's so many people that go that even you know my age and my age group that look at this faction and say, "Oh, it was so cool, so much talent. They could have done so much more together." What did you think of that collective group of talent, the Dangerous Alliance?
I think they did everything they were supposed to do, and a lot of people have their favorites and thoughts on what shoulda, woulda, coulda. But But at this time in wrestling, WCW had their guys, their go-to guys, so did WWE. And I don't think everybody sits in a back room and says, how can we make this show really horrible? So you use the best talent you have with what you got. And that's what WCW was doing. Arn Anderson, Larry Zbyszko, Bobby Eaton, all veterans. And then you got Dustin, Barry Windham, and my gosh, what else makes for a better story when you have three of the greatest baby faces at the time against three of the greatest heels at the time?
Arn with the old spine buster on Dustin, trying to get the pin. It's not happening. I like Arn's look here. He went to more of the red and black look, part of the Dangerous Alliance with the tights and the boots. And here he goes. Never a good thing when Arn climbs the ropes. He'll tell you that first and foremost if you talk to him. I don't drop kick Paul, and he doesn't really do too many moves off the rope. But he does do a nice DDT. He just
great DDT. Great DDT. Great spine buster. Arn was an impact guy, no doubt about it.
Dustin down on the mat here after an Arn Anderson DDT. Arn rolls for the cover. 1-2. Dustin kicks out. And my goodness, what a matchup. This is a back and forth. In your X-ray view, what did you think? I'm sure I know you watched this beforehand. What did you think of this this matchup with these six guys overall?
I thought it was a great opening match. I thought these guys came out and set the table for everyone. And when you need reliable guys to go out there and tell a story, these guys were perfect. You don't have to worry about where anybody's going to be in the wrong place, the right place. And, it was perfect for the time, especially in WCW.
Bobby went in for the count. It didn't happen. And here we go.
Well, this might be not a rookie mistake, but a veteran mistake with Bobby Eaton getting a little too excited and waiting for the hot tag to come now. So
he does. He gets Arn Anderson, the enforcer, and he's back on Dustin Rhodes. This was an interesting time for WCW. You think about it, 92. These are the Vader Sting years. You know, this is before the whole launch of the NWO and Bischoff. But a lot of people look back on these years very fondly. This is when you had Cactus Jack. Like I mentioned, Ron Simmons is going to be your world champion in this era. To me, this was a fun era in WCW. I know it might not get the credit it deserves.
Well, I think there's a lot of matches, a lot of places that don't get the credit they always deserve. But when you watch it back, you get to see it. And that's a good thing about having matches from 30 years, 40 years ago. And you watch back and see the difference in the fire, the difference in the passion. So it's a great thing to have, and you're right. This was a great era. A lot of guys came and went up north, came back, and eventually WCW went away. It was a sad day for a lot of people.
Here we go. There's action outside on the floor. Dustin and Arn, Bobby into the top rope. Barry Windham takes him out. Referee turns around. 1, 2, 3 with that loaded glove. And Barry Windham, Arn Anderson, and Ron Simmons get the win here, Dr. Tom.
Tremendous match, tremendous six-man. And I think if you're looking for an X-ray, looking for a diagnosis, I would say watch this match if you're in the mood for some high-flying and great wrestling combined.
They're going back to show. Dustin, with speaking of high-flying, my goodness, that lariat over the top rope. Now, WCW had that rampway. Were you a fan of the rampway that stretched to the ring? I like that.
Yeah, not at all. I hated it, but that's okay. You? Good. It's like, you know, yin and yang. You say one thing, I'll say another. How about that?
Yeah, I think the only thing, you know, I just liked it because you could see the performer come all the way out to the ring. Well, Dr. Tom, that's it for us. For X-ray, buddy, what'd you think of all that action?
Of all the matches I've seen, that was the most recent, Paul. Thank you.
I love it. Well, listen, we want to thank you so much for joining us this week for this episode of X-Ray. We're going to be back next week covering the final match on that card, that same card. It's going to be Sting and Ricky Steamboat versus Steve Austin before he was Stone Cold and Rick Rude. So that's going to be another fun match. I know you're looking forward to it, Dr.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, Dr. Tom, do you want to tell everybody before we get out of here about the book?
Yeah, if you want to get a book, get the curriculum, go to jpwrestlingacademy.com. It's right there on the front page. Click the gimmick, and you can get the book.
There you go. Well, listen, this has been a fun time. Appreciate all of your support here on ad-free shows. We'll be back again next week for final event here as far as Clash of the Champions 18. We'll see you next time here on X-Ray with Dr. Tom.